Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Metzia, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Metzia's Benoi. The Metzia that his son finds, Ubitoi, or his daughter, Rektanim, that are small. If my little son or little daughter comes home and they say, Tati, look what I found. Alpi Alach, it belongs to the father. So is this true until the Bar Mitzvah? How does that work? Till the girl's Bas Mitzvah, and the answer is no. Really, when we say over here, Ketanim and Gedailim, it doesn't have to do with age. It has to do with something else. It has to do with, as you may see in the Bar Tanura, Kol Shasamach al Shulchan Aviv. If the son doesn't buy his own food, but he eats by his father's table, then he's still called a katan. And that's a takanas chachamim. Because Chazal were concerned for something called Eva. Eva means a situation where people start really not liking each other. They feel frustrated or taken advantage of. If the son finds a metzi and he keeps it for himself, the father may say, you know, I work so hard from morning to night to give you food. When you find something, it's yours, right? And I can't keep it? So therefore, Chazal were mesakin that anyone that is soimach al shulchan aviv, if you find something, it goes to your father. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Metzias avdev shivchasi aknanim, what his eved knani or shivcha knanis finds, as well as metzias ishtoi, what his wife finds, hari elu shaloi, it belongs to him. Chazal were mesakin that what his wife finds belongs to him for the same reason they were mesakin that any son that eats by his father's table, his metzia belongs to him. The chashash is Eva. We don't want any hard feelings. The husband may feel I work so hard to support my wife, and then what happens? She finds something and she can keep it. So Chazal Masakin, that what she finds goes to the husband. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us the cases where the person who finds it does get to keep it. Metzias benayu b'teyagdoilim. A son who doesn't eat by his father's table anymore. Even if he's a katan. Even if he's before his bar mitzvah. For whatever reason, he supports himself. Or his older daughter, that means she's already a bogeris. A bogeris means she's 12 and a half. So by a daughter, it would have to be two things, that she's 12 and a half, and that she's also not soimach al shulchan aviv. See, by a daughter, there's a halacha, this we learn from the pasuk, that up until the age of 12 and a half, anything she earns goes to the father. Kol shvach nireh al aviv. Once she becomes a bogeris, that means she's 12 and a half, then it depends. If her father supports her, if she still eats by her father's table, we still say what she finds goes to the father. But at this point, if she doesn't eat by her father's table, and she's older than 12 and a half, then what she finds, she can keep. Okay, suck the Mishnah weiter. Besides four, b'noyu b'te agdolim, metzias avdev shivchasa ye'ivrim, his eved ivri, as well as shivcha ivris. Or, this is the fifth case, metzias ishtoy shegersha. The metzia of his wife that he divorced. Afal pi shalei nasan ksubas, even though he didn't give her ksuba yet. When a couple gets married, we have to write a ksuba. The ksuba says what the husband has to give the wife. She should be able to support herself in case they get divorced. The ksuba would also provide for the almana to make sure she gets money from the husband's estate. And the ksuba would also document any fields that she brought into the marriage. So even though he didn't give her the ksuba yet, but once there was a divorce, the metziah that she finds is hers, as well as in all these other cases, as the Mishnah concludes, from Elu Shalahen, it belongs to them. Now the Gemara explains, we're not talking about a woman that mamish got a regular get. We're talking about a suffic get. A suffic get? Well, for example, says the Gemara, he threw the get at her, Indra Shosarabim. We're not sure if it was near her, within her Dalet Amis, then she would be Migreshes, or it was closer to him. Then she wouldn't be migreshes. She wouldn't be divorced. So under these circumstances, she has a halacha of a suffic migreshes. And he still has to support her. So I would think, oh, if he has to support her, then the metziah goes to the husband. And the answer is no, not in this case. The whole reason Chazal were mesakin and the metziah should go to the husband is that the husband shouldn't have any hard feelings on his wife. But in this case, he's trying to divorce her, so there's hard feelings anyway. As Isaac de Gemar. Either way, Hari Elu, all these Metziais, Shelehen, belong to these people, once again, who are the five people that don't get to keep their Metzia? His Benayu Bitoy Haktanim, and we said that means they still eat by their father's table, Avdei Veshiv Chasai Hakananim, and the Metzia that his wife finds. Which Metzias belong to the finders? Benayu Bitoy Hakdoilim, In the case of the son, it means he no longer eats by his father's table, even if he's still a katan b'shanim, even if he's not bar mitzvah yet. In the case of the daughter, it means that she's a begeres, that means 12 and a half, and she's not semeches al shulchan aviyah, she also doesn't eat by her father's table. She gets to keep her mitzvah. Avdei v'shevchasei ha'ivrim get to keep their mitzvah. And the mitzvah of his wife that he tried to divorce, even though he didn't give her the ksuba yet, in all these last five cases we say, Hari Elu Shalahen, it belongs to them.